Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Evil Robot Monkey by Mary Robinette Cowell. The story was first published in 2008. I read this in the Solaris Book of New Science Fiction, Volume 2, edited by George Mann. Evil Robot Monkey tells the story of a chimpanzee whose intelligence has been improved by the use of some kind of brain implant. The chimp, whose name is Sly, is essentially kept as an exhibit at a zoo, and it's a story that raises questions about intelligence and freedom, about isolation and creativity. Sly essentially exists in this limbo state. He's too intelligent to form bond with the other chimps at the zoo, but at the same time is too animal to form any relationships with humans. So what we see is this idea that although the animal is raised to human intelligence, the human element is missing. There's still a gap in the logical way of thinking or in the rationality that is associated with high-level human thought and is quite easily set into a rage. Now, because of the expectations of Sly's keepers, he gets punished every time he acts like a chimp. Every time Sly reverts to his true nature. And the way he's punished is to take away the one thing that Sly loves, which is his clay. It's a chimp that loves to sculpt. Now, what I really like about this story is that there's one character, one of the zookeepers, who gets Sly, who understands Sly. So in a world where this chimp is alienated, isolated, in this weird between state, there's still kindness, there's still hope. And for me, that's why it makes it a really appealing story. Have you read it? What did you think? Let me know on my website. It's johncronshaw.com. That's johncronshaw.com. I'm about to take part in NaNoWriMo, so I will be writing a novel throughout the month of November. I'll be posting updates on my website as well to do with that. It's a post-apocalyptic novel called Wizard of the Wasteland. It's outlined, it's plotted, it's ready to go. I'm very excited to write it. I've got a prequel written, which is with an editor. So as soon as that's ready to go, I'll set up a mailing list and a way to get the books to anyone who's interested. So hopefully I'll have more on that soon. So until next time, cheerio.